Our good buddy Troy Rank drops by. Denver 7 Broncos Insider, presented by Rox Heating and Air. That's R-O-X, Rox Heating and Air. Troy Stoke and I were just talking about the end-of-game decision with just over 3 minutes left in a one-score game following an interception. Pat Shurmur dialing up a go route on first down that led to another turnover and flipped the odds where the Patriots were actually more likely to win the game than the Broncos. This is Vic Fangio, and I know you were on this call. This is a soundbite from just a couple minutes ago. Vic Fangio on that late game decision.
In regards to the throws in the fourth quarter, you know, obviously there's a couple, you know, a throw or two that he'd like to have back. We were trying to be aggressive. We were trying to make first downs. You know, we'll analyze that and see if it was the right choice. Not so much run or pass, but where we were throwing it and how we were throwing it.
And that speaks to you, Stoke, kind of saying I'm open to the idea of passing on first down, just not right. That. And it sounds like he was, too. Troy, what did you make of the dynamics of how the game finished yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, they made a mistake. Based on the fact that Locke had just thrown a pick and the game, now the status of the game gets greasy, there's no reason to put him in harm's way by throwing a ball in the middle of the field. If you want to throw it down the sideline where it's either your guy catches it or it's out of bounds, that's fine. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want a team to be aggressive. We've seen them turtle in years past, including the Colts game, which was embarrassing, where they lost the game because of it. So I'm not going to sit here and say be conservative, but you can run a double tight end set and have, and you were at that point, Lindsey had 101 yards rushing. There's no shame in rushing on first down there and start eating some clock. Like, you can be aggressive, but it just seemed like you put your quarterback in harm's way unnecessarily.
And Troy, to that point, and you just started going down the road that Stoke and I talked about in the previous segment. The Broncos have lost some ugly games late in the last 2 years, like just under Vic. The Bears game, the Jacksonville game, the Indianapolis game, even the to kick off this year against the Titans. That, for me, if they lost that game yesterday, a game that they actually dominated from basically wire to wire, if they found a way to lose that game, I thought that would have been chief among all the other losses. Do you agree?
Yeah, because of the fact that, as you said, they had just, I mean, you were up 18-3, and all you had to do it was basically a couple more first downs, really any touchdown at any point during the game, but they were in complete control of the game, and the only way you could lose was turn the ball over. You know, and so I would agree. It's crazy how football is, too, because it would have been Vic Fangio's worst loss, and I think it ended up being his most impressive right. Win.
Well said.
Because of the fact of how he handled the week and the, you know, essentially 2 weeks, I didn't like that he didn't announce, Drew Lock should have been announced last Monday as, hey, if healthy, he's starting. Oh, wait, he's practiced all week. He's the starter. Because creating ambiguity, like somehow he can't beat out Brett Rippon in practice, I thought was an insult to Lock and who he is and what he represents for this franchise. That said, I like Vic still had his best week as a coach in calming nerves, creating a accountability to, hey, we're upset, we're disappointed, go take it out on the Patriots. And that's what we saw. And Vic's play calling reflected that. This, you know, I joke, he's had personality bypass surgery in the way he calls his defense this year, these last two games. It's unbelievable how many times they're blitzing. But I love it because you're not a great team. You're overmatched at times. Use the scheme then to your advantage. And they sold out, and I think Vic had a wonderful game plan defensively. He's the first coach since 2016 to hold the Patriots to 12 points or less at home. I mean, that was just a wonderful game plan. So he deserves credit. But like you said, had that game been lost, it would have been his worst loss. I mean, that's what's so weird about the NFL. It's always a one-score game.
Yeah, it really is. And you look at it, if it would have been flipped, we would have think of it a lot differently. But a lot of credit to Vic and his staff for having his team ready. And they were a lot more prepared than the Patriots were. Troy, looking at offensively the Denver Broncos as a whole, we talked about the last couple of interceptions. As a whole, Drew Lock and the offense, we saw Albert O for the first time. What did you make of the offense and Drew Lock and his return?
Listen, I think Locke played better than his numbers. I mean, he was 10 for 24. He should have probably been 14 for 21 with a couple of scores. I'm not making excuses, but there were I mean, you know the position better than anyone. So there were legitimately four drops, and probably three of those could have been touchdowns, at least two of them. I mean, so that game could have looked a lot different statistically for him. What I like from Drew is that he continues to show confidence even when he doesn't have results. The moment never seems too big for him. You know, he makes mistakes, but he's always seemed to learn from them. He's 5-3 as a starter. I just see him getting better. You know, and we forget he's only had, you know, what, two games in this offense, two games plus nine quarters in a new offense with a new offensive coordinator. So I'm encouraged. Albert Okwuegbunam showed some promise. I mean, he's got to eliminate the drops, but he is a mismatch problem. And if they can get, which I expect, he and Noah Fant on the field at the same time, at times on third down in the red zone, that is intriguing to me. And you throw Hamler should be back this week. Now you start seeing what this offense could look like. Now, listen, they're not there, and they've been terrible on third down, and they've been terrible in the red zone. But they now, as they get healthy, Stoke, I'm seeing some weapons where, like, okay, you know, now, I mean, I know they're missing Sutton, but freak, Kim Patrick is putting on a show last 2 weeks. They've got some offensive weapons now that are now intriguing for the first time in, geez, it feels like since Manning retired.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you know, with Drew Lock being back, we're going to watch the Broncos no matter what, right? Like, every single time that they play. But my intriguement level with this team now that Drew Lock is back, it's sort of like, it opens my mind back up, and I think the season is open back up now that they've won back-to-back games. Because if you lose yesterday, Troy, you're going to, you know, 1-4, and your season basically on paper is over. But with a simple win, you know, winning a game that they weren't supposed to win, going to 2-3, I know who's waiting next for them next weekend, but now you're one game below 500, and it feels like. The possibilities, I'm not saying that the Broncos are going to be in the playoffs, but the possibilities now, like, those conversations are back in play.
Well, I've said this last night on Denver 7 with Lionel and Nick, my guys over there, that they can have a return to relevance. That doesn't mean playoffs. That's separate. But they can win two of the next three games, Zach. They can beat the Chargers. They can beat the Falcons. So you're 4-4 at the halfway point. That's where I had them going into the season. I mean, it makes that Titans loss sting even more.
Yeah.
That's a game they clearly should have won. But at 4-4, at least the possibilities there, you could sneak into the playoffs. I'm not prepared to say they will, but now at 4-4, then you're winning games, you're getting healthy, and you're like, okay, they could beat the Raiders at home. They could beat the Panthers. Like, now some, they can beat the Dolphins. There's now some of these games that didn't look winnable a couple of weeks ago start to look winnable. So then you're, you know, maybe you get to the last 2 weeks of the season where you're in the mix and you're playing meaningful games. So yesterday was huge in that regard, because I agree. You go to 1-5 and you, after losing to the Chiefs, you can frame it any way you want, but you're out of it. I mean, you're out of it. At 4-4, the halfway point, now, you know, you guys have been on teams that suddenly you're like, man, they start believing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, the carrot's back out in front of us.
Troy, defensively, I thought they were outstanding. I love their scheme and how aggressive they were, and they just totally shut down the Patriots' running game. Who stood out to you defensively? I mean, you look across the board, there was a lot of really good performances. Who stood out to you defensively?
Yeah, it's hard to pick one, but Malik Reed had his best game in the pros. 2 sacks, 3 tackles for a loss. And sacks when it mattered, you know, including on that last drive. You look at their secondary, you had Simmons with 8 tackles, Ojemudia with 7, Kareem Jackson with 6 and 1 for a loss, and Callahan with a pick. I mean, that's doing work as a secondary. They tackled so much better and more consistently than we've seen. Because Cam Newton, I mean, his ability to run was neutralized outside of one really big play. So I just thought defensively that was their best game, and they fed off the aggression. I mean, Alexander Johnson played well, but if you asked me to pick one, because, you know, because, and Shelby Harris has been good all year, but Malik Reed had, you know, his breakthrough game for the season, and they needed him to play that way opposite of Chubb. because Itachi's likely not to play again this week. So, like, when you look back, that's a big development to see Reed have that kind of game, and hopefully he can build off that.
Yeah, that was by far the biggest impact that Malik Reed has ever had at the NFL level. There's no doubt about it. And the fact that there are so many candidates, you know, to go through and select is a testament to you know, largely, you know, the substance of the football game. The Broncos dominated yesterday. We know we got another big one on deck this weekend, Troy. I'm sure we'll have you back at some point to preview it, but appreciate you taking a look back at yesterday's game. Have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, you got it, Zach. I know you love numbers. Did you see the stat that Belichick, that his team was 39-0 when not giving up a touchdown? So they are now 1-39.
Unbelievable. I absolutely love it. All right, Troy, have a great day, man.
Thanks, Troy.
Well,